Well, a call come over the radio. There's a firefight up at the Jumping Bull. Well, the FBI and the BIA were hunting Jim Eagle, but they found Leonard Peltier. Seems Jimmy had stolen a pair of boots, but he wasn't in the truck when all hell broke loose. When the feds finally stormed the Sioux compound, Leonard and his boys slipped away in the tear gas cloud. Two FBI agents lay cold in the car, last white men killed in the Great Sioux War. In the baddest corner of the Badlands, hard to tell the guilty from an innocent man. Leonard's boys walked on self-defense, so in Leonard's trial the axe fell on him. FBI informant said that Leonard bragged that the agent begged him for his life, for he shot him in the head. Now Leonard's doing life in Lewisburg, writing appeals that'll never get heard on inconsistencies, government conspiracies, and broken treaties on a quiet stretch of Dakota Road. Every now and then, history explodes. Even if they were to set him free, would it lighten the shadow of wounded me?